ageless male.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. The U.S. strongly condemns the terror attack in Christchurch, New Zealand. I'm Dave Anthony. President Trump just tweeted his warmest sympathy and best wishes, calling it a horrible massacre.
I could hear screaming and crying, and I saw some people were, you know, dropped dead.
49 people were murdered, 50 injured when two mosques were shot up during Friday prayers. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern saying it seems the attacks were well planned. She says of suspects,
these are people who I would describe as having extremist views that have absolutely no place in New Zealand and in fact have no place in the world.
One man has been arrested and charged with murder. A further two people are believed to be in custody. In a claim of responsibility, a man calling himself a white racist says he wanted to target invaders. Dave?
Simon, an organization of 57 Muslim countries have come out and called this a further warning on hate, intolerance, and Islamophobia. The day after the Senate voted to block President Trump's national emergency declaration, he could issue his first veto. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, a dozen Republicans sided with Democrats in passing the resolution, citing presidential overreach. Senator Mitt Romney, one of them.
It's a question about the balance of power that is core to our Constitution.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump is on solid legal ground.
To me, this statute allows the president to use military construction money in a national emergency.
The House is planning to vote to override the president's threatened veto on March 26. It's not believed either chamber has the needed two-thirds majority to do that. Dave?
Rachel of the Hallmark Channel cutting ties with actress Lori Loughlin after she was charged in the college admissions bribery scandal. This is Fox News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Again, our top Fox News story. The U.S. has condemned the terror attack in Christchurch, New Zealand. President Trump tweeting his warmest sympathy and best wishes, calling it a horrible massacre, with 49 people senselessly killed. Three people are in custody, one charged with murder. More than 6 years after 20 children and six adults were murdered at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, the state Supreme Court hands victims' families a victory.
The families have long sought to know if the maker of the AR-15 used in the shooting was marketing to the riskiest of gun owners. The plaintiff's attorney, Josh Koskoff, says,
Remington has tried everything during this five-year period to prevent us from looking at their stuff.
He says to get justice, that has to be seen, and Remington should be held accountable.
If they are so confident that we don't have a case, let's see your stuff. Let's see your stuff, and that stuff is just another word for discovery.
Remington isn't speaking on the ruling. The families aren't saying what damages they're seeking in a potential trial. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In Springfield, Massachusetts, a police officer who was attacked late Wednesday is doing just fine because he was lucky.
Officer Gregory Vetrano's bulletproof vest likely saved his life. Police say he was saved by a ceramic plate in the center of his vest, directly above his heart, the knife glancing off the plate and not penetrating Vetrano's skin. 39-year-old Ruben Barrero was wanted for attempted murder and arson. Police say he started a fire at his mother's home after he was thrown out. He's held without bail. Barrero's lawyer asking that his client undergo a mental health evaluation. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Kentucky's education commissioner is taking names, wanting the name of every teacher who's used a sick day to go protest at the state legislature. At least 10 Kentucky school districts had to close since late February after so many teachers used sick days they couldn't get enough subs to cover the classes. On Wall Street, stock futures rising before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. 7:05. Made it to Friday. It's chillier as we expected.
Yeah.
But, man, the winds are dying. What a windy day yesterday.
It was crazy.
It was too much.
Exactly.
Check your local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. Every window, repair, windshield, whatever, car, truck, van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road. In Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Health insurance premiums for some University of Illinois students are going up. The Board of Trustees on Thursday set student health insurance premiums. Students at the Urbana-Champaign campus will pay 20% more. It goes up to $544 a semester for undergrads. The biggest increase is for students in Springfield. That's where premiums will go up by 63% to $866 a semester. The reason for the increase? Fewer people are using the insurance plan, with more people filing claims. Urbana has been named a 2018 Tree City USA by the Arbor Day Foundation in honor of its commitment to effective urban forest management. The community also received a Tree City USA Growth Award for demonstrating environmental improvement and an increasingly higher level of tree care. The Tree City USA program is sponsored by the Arbor Day Foundation in partnership with the U.S. Forest Service and the National Association of State Foresters. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-thru windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face? Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
Here you go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by the Blossom Basket. Florist from Simple is simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
A chance of rain or snow showers before noon, and then a slight chance of showers later, but mainly clearing out by tonight. Today's high, pretty much what we're at now, 38, down to 27 this evening. Sunshine at 42 tomorrow, down to 29, 46 with sunny conditions on Sunday. Again, we're at 38, ESPN 93.5.
Right, one more pair of Styx tickets, about 5 after 8. I'll play the clip. You identify the name of the song. We'll give you two free tickets for March 30th at State Farm.
Uh-huh.
Featuring this band that's been around since the 1970s.
That's right.
So that'll be coming up. Okay, a little more on the college admissions scandal. Talk about that in just a moment. Basketball's over for us.
That's right.
Illinois loses to Iowa. And, okay, let's be very candid. It's showtime. Lovey needs to make a bowl game, and Brad needs to make the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
We're going to be picked in the top five next year because of all the guys we got coming back, which is exciting. But now we're dealing with expectations.
That's right.
And it'll be very, very important for us to achieve that. Otherwise, you're going to lose fans. Because it's been hard, and fortunately we beat Northwestern. But last night, I got the feeling if we played Iowa 10 times, they'd beat us by 20 every time. We just don't match up, and they just pounded us.
Well, we had a really tough schedule.
Had one of the hardest schedules in the country. We had freshmen that were our best players, Georgie Bisonzavilli, Io DeSumo, who's clearly an NBA player. So you have an NBA player, we don't want to talk NIT, we need the NCAA, and that means top seven in the Big Ten, which I think is pretty reasonable. So I think it's fine, I think we'll all survive this. It was the worst, most losses in a basketball season in our history, but I think we can absorb all that if we bounce back and are indeed in the top five in the Big Ten next year. Those are lofty expectations in a very tough conference, but I think the fans, me included, I think it's time. We clearly are going to be good next year. We need the rim protectors. We've got Kofi coming in, this January kid, if he can qualify. I know there's been a bit of a struggle. So hopefully everybody gets here, and then we're going to be a lot better basketball team. And we're going to be good anyway. So if we had a few tall people around the basket, It's going to be good. Okay, college admissions. Front page of the News Gazette this morning is reporting that Chris Meyer's daughter, Elizabeth Meyer Kimmel, has resigned from Busey's board of directors. Also in the article on this Rick Singer's website are letters of appreciation from local people, friends of mine, John Comet, Van Dukeman.
Right.
Doesn't mean, though, that Rick Singer, everybody you worked with, he did things for. No, it doesn't. Phil Mickelson was involved in this. Mm. Phil Mickelson with very lofty integrity, as far as we know.
Sure.
Pretty good man, done a lot of good things, as have the Comets and Dukeman. So they just said, thank you for your help. But just because you might have a bad basketball recruiter doesn't mean he cheats on every player.
That's
so I'm saying, had they been involved, I'm sure there would have been part of the federal indictment, which got 50, including Elizabeth Kimmel. Tanya J. Powers has been following the story, which is touching all corners of this country. What do we know this morning, Tanya J.?
Hey, well, one of the things we know is that there have been lawsuits filed already. Several students are suing Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, and other schools involved in the case. They're saying that they and others were denied a fair shot at admission. The class action lawsuit was brought in a federal court in San Francisco on Wednesday. That was originally brought by a couple of students at Stanford. One of those students has now dropped off of the lawsuit, but it has been revised to add three more from Tulane, Rutgers, and an unnamed community college. You mentioned the wide range of schools and different ones. I mean, these weren't just Ivy League schools that, you know, people were trying to get their kids into. I think that's probably what a lot of people first thought when this came out. But there's a whole bunch of schools that are involved in this where these students, you know, got into. A couple of other things this morning to note. You have, actress Lori Loughlin, of course, who is one of the people who was charged in this. She has appeared in court already on it. She has been dropped from her Hallmark show, When Calls the Heart is the name of it. It's in its sixth season right now. They say that, you know, they've cut ties with her. Also, the Fuller House folks, apparently, according to TMZ, say that she's not going to return for the fifth season of that. Her daughter is a 19-year-old social media influencer. Tons of followers on YouTube and social media channels. She does a lot of, you know, videos for, you know, makeup and hair and fashion and that kind of thing. Some of her sponsors have dropped her as well, the daughter. Sephora and Tresemme are a couple of the big ones that have dropped Olivia Jade, who is the daughter. So, you know, there's continues to be fallout. And like you said, you know, it's happening on a local level,
yeah,
in a lot of places,
yeah,
with these,
yeah,
schools.
Well, and again, does Rick Singer, was he cheating for everyone? I don't think so. Apparently he's kind of a life coach too. But I tell you one thing, I wouldn't want to necessarily be on his website with a nice letter for the world to see, because I think by association right now it would be a bad place to be. Uni High, which is a wonderful prep school here at the Champaign-Urbana, Tanya, the director of a college counseling said, I was aware that Rick Singer was in Champaign-Urbana, several venues. The way he worded his presentation, she thought, you never use words, according to the News Gazette this morning, never use words like leveraging or marketing your student. While I never met him, I expressed serious concerns over his background and philosophy, which is not healthy, accurate, nor student-centered. That coming from Lisa, M-I-C-E-L-E, from Uni. So, you know, this is going to keep going. I don't know if they got, you know, you wouldn't think all 50 is, that's it, when you're talking about a national thing with people in positions to do stuff to get kids in school. And listen, Tanya, every parent has tried to get an edge for their child to get better things. It's just how far do you go? And people taking your ACT is wrong, and paying $244,000 to the coach when your child doesn't play the sport is wrong.
Yeah, I think we can pretty much all agree on that. you know, it's also, you know, these are not things that are afforded by a lot of people, by most people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, most parents would love to, you know, make sure their children do well in
yep.
school. But, you know, most of them are encouraging their kids to, I don't know, you know, study.
Yeah. Well, that would be. Did you see the tweet from Richard Dreyfuss's son? I thought it was.
I did.
brilliant. He said, Ben Dreyfuss said, I got in college the old-fashioned way. Everybody knew my dad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's good. Tanya, appreciate it. We'll keep following. Thanks for your time.
Sure.
Tanya J. Powers of Fox News Radio out in New York. All right, you can text in if you like, 359-2255, 715. Congressman Rodney Davis, I presume he's bringing quarter pounders in. Talk about that next.
Okay. We did get a text. Did I hear or read correctly the lady on the board of directors from UCU's money from the Meyer Family Foundation?
Yes, $457,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's $27 million in that family foundation.
I see.
Okay, quarter after. Also, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, today.
Good.
25 minutes away.
Hi.
Search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
Quick check of sports headlines. Congressman Rodney Davis in a moment. Diane Ducey.
All right. Iowa beat Illinois 83-62 yesterday. The Illini have its season-ending game 12-21. Now Iowa goes on to play Michigan in the quarterfinal round of the Big Ten tournament. Illini gymnastics in action at Penn State. Penn State ranked number 6. We're ranked number 3, and Michigan involved, and they're ranked number 4. It all happens tomorrow at 3. Illini baseball home season opener been bumped to tomorrow. First game at noon in the doubleheader. The next one at 3:30. Then there's a game Sunday at 1. Free keychain giveaway. No parking on the grass lots. NBA action had the Pacers beating Oklahoma City Thunder 108-106. Bulls and LA Clippers in action tonight. Ottawa over the St. Louis Blues 2-0. Players Championship happening in Ponte Vedra. One shot ahead is Tommy Fleetwood and Keegan Bradley.
Congressman Rodney Davis in our studio. Congressman, why are you in town?
Well, I am here to, I'm going to visit the U of I's Cancer Research Lab, where they're using NIH funding to address colon cancer, which is a very personal cancer to me and my family. My wife, coming up in at the end of this month, will celebrate her 20-year anniversary of being diagnosed with colon cancer, and because of great medical care that she got 20 years ago, and because she was adamant in saying something was wrong with her when doctors said it may have been in her head, she's still here today. And I got two great twin boys after that.
Well, that's obviously ginormous.
It is. So.
But wouldn't it be better if on this colon cancer awareness month that we could use like the Meyer scanner to check if we're okay versus what we have to do to check your colon?
Hey, yeah. Everybody gets scared of it. I had one done a couple of years ago now, and the anesthesiologists do a great job of making sure you have no memory whatsoever of anything anyway.
Well, one of those things you just don't want to remember. Anyway, right. It's good that you're in town. You made the news of the family McDonald's purchase locally. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very proud of my brother and sister-in-law, my dad, and my stepmom. I mean, look, my dad's going to celebrate 60 years with McDonald's this year.
No kidding.
Mm. He walked into a franchise in 1959 in Des Moines, Iowa, as a burger flipper and a fry shucker.
No
and
kidding.
His dream was to own one. He worked his way up from 59
60
to 77.
Years.
Yeah. We moved here in 1977 because as a 34-year-old, he got a chance to own his own franchise in Taylorville, Illinois.
Okay.
That is awesome. I interviewed Dick McDonald in 1984, and he was a wonderful, really nice man. And I remember him telling me, he said, my grandkids still don't understand why when I go into McDonald's, I don't get it for free.
Very, very true. You know, I always tell my brother and my dad I keep my skills up. You know, I worked there from age 14 to 22, 23, and, you know, it's always good to see the business change. But I'm really proud of my brother who's stepping up and building out his franchise operations, too.
You know what I wouldn't want to do is try and hire work these days because that's a toughie, isn't it? Get them to show up. And
it's not just in retail and fast food there's problems. There's problems hiring workers at Caterpillar. There's problems hiring at ADM and, you know, companies that are paying some of the best wages with the best benefits. We got the lowest unemployment we've seen in a long time, jobs being created. And what that tells me is any college student, that's called opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to go out and make more money because you're going to be in a competitive marketplace.
Yeah. Okay. Border security. Looks like the president's going to put a veto, his first one.
Yeah, he should.
On all this. You were in support of it in the House?
I initially wasn't. I mean, I'll be honest with people. I'm, you know me, I'm kind of an open book on this stuff. I was leaning towards voting, you know, voting against this executive action, but my colleague and my good friend Adam Kinzinger happened to be doing his guard duty for the Wisconsin Air Guard on the Arizona border during our vote. He was missing votes to do his duty, and he texted me. And Adam, I would have thought, would have been adamantly opposed to the executive action. And he texted me. He said, it is an emergency down here. It is an emergency when it comes to drugs and human trafficking. He said, I've even changed my mind. He said, I would vote against the Democrats' rebuke of President Trump's executive action if he were to be on the floor. That made a very big impression to me because he's there. He sees it. Mm-hmm. And he and I would have been the traditionally in our Republican delegation, the ones that would have said, hang on a second. I don't like this executive action overreach. But for him to be there, that made a huge impression.
If we took 535 of you, Senate and the House, and you said, you lined them up, say, Donald Trump is not running, now is it an emergency? I mean, I just think it's political, right?
No, it's we're against, they're against it because Trump's for it.
That's right.
I mean, look at trade. You know, you have now this new NAFTA where President Trump's team have negotiated into the bill worker protection standards that Democrats have called for in the old NAFTA for decades. And still, the Democrats are like, eh, we don't know about this.
I know.
I mean, it's just all
well,
this
the jobs picture isn't very good to them either. I mean, 3.9, but that's not any good because it leaves too many people out. You can't win.
Oh, no. You can't win, especially when they've created government programs that force families to make a cost-benefit decision whether to go take these good-paying jobs, get training for those good-paying jobs, or to stay on government programs in perpetuity.
I don't want to get any bullseyes on you at all, but is there a concern of some anti-Semitic comments in the House with the new representative from Minnesota? I mean, the House came out and voted against hate, but they didn't target Ilhan Omar.
You know, it just goes to show you in today's day and age when everybody wants to be the political correctness police, it comes back to bite you sometimes, and it bit the Democrats.
Yeah.
I mean, really, they should have condemned the individual behavior. It was completely anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Instead, they decided to have their own Charlottesville, there are good people on both sides moments. And what they did is they wanted to condemn any type of hate that somebody could have mentioned. Hate is terrible. You know, I condemn all types of hate, too. But there comes a time, and Republicans have done this.
Yeah.
We call out our own who are offensive. And the Democrats showed that day that they were too scared to do that. And it shows the fissure in their conference right now.
Is Speaker Pelosi firmly in control of her caucus, or are we struggling?
No.
I mean, isn't Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez making the most, as maybe the most influential in the Democratic Party right now?
Yes, she is. I mean, you've got a newly elected member of Congress that gets a lot of attention. She likes the news media attention, and she's even said she's the boss. She's the one that's going to put the proposals forward. And really, this is no different than you look back a few years ago when you had a large group of us that wanted to go in and govern in a bipartisan way in 2013, but we never got the attention. You know, it was all the folks on our far right.
You did the Coldplay thing on Fox TV, right? You were just on about your
not Coldplay, man. A better band, Nickelback.
That was Nickelback.
What is wrong with you? How would you offend Nickelback?
Feel awful. It's Nickelback, but it was you guys were showing that they don't cover the when you get along. That doesn't make the news.
Yeah,
it doesn't make the news. But
you've always
kind of reached across. You feel very comfortable trying to figure out stuff.
I do.
That doesn't sell. A 24/7 news cycle, I need drama.
Well, I didn't realize, you know, joking with my friend Mark Pocan on an amendment he had when he decided to criticize Nickelback and I defended him would be, you know, our moment a couple of weeks ago to actually show the American people
good.
We get along.
No,
right.
It was good. Congressman Rodney Davis, I appreciate you dropping by. How do people get hold of you? Website?
Yeah, give me a call. 202-225-2371. Got some folks in the Champaign office. We're going to be out today roaming around the community and roaming around the district. So call my D.C. office, and or you can go to my website. Shoot me an email at rodneydavis.house.gov.
Well, thank you for coming in, and maybe next time free apple pies or quarter pounders or something. We'll get right. Your brother to come in, and we'll meet him, too. And your dad, 60 years with one place, that's amazing.
Yeah, you know what? We do need to have them
I'd
on.
I'd like to have your dad on.
You know what? We'll get him on. He talks more than I do, so he'll love it.
Okay, listen, great. Good to see you. Thank you.
You too.
Great to see Rodney Davis, Congressman, 13th Congressional. Fox Business Minute now brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, next.
From the Fox Business Network, the U.S. government is charging Volkswagen with deceiving investors during its emissions cheating scandal. The Securities and Exchange Commission says VW defrauded them by making false and misleading statements about the environmental compliance of its cars, while it knew that more than 500,000 cars in the U.S. grossly exceeded legal emissions limits. Its former chief executive, Martin Winterkorn, is also charged. Macy's is eliminating dozens of workers in its technology help desk as it outsources more functions to save money. The New York Post says Macy's is downsizing a unit that supports its IT systems. More than 50 IT workers in New York will be laid off by June 9. Tesla's latest car was unveiled last night. It is the Model Y electric SUV. It starts at $39,000. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, "My warmest sympathy and best wishes go out to the people of New Zealand after the horrible massacre in the mosques. At least 49 people were shot and killed at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, with dozens injured in what Police Commissioner Mike Bush calls a terrorist attack.
One person, a male in his late 20s, has been charged with murder."
He's from Australia, described by that country's prime minister as an extremist, right-wing, violent terrorist. Two other people are in custody for now. 2 weeks before it's supposed to happen, the British Parliament votes to hold off on leaving the European Union.
Lawmakers here voting to delay Brexit by at least 3 months. The EU would have to agree. The deadlock comes after lawmakers twice rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's proposal for how the divorce would happen.
That's Fox's Simon Owen in London. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A member of the First Busey Corporation Board of Directors, who's accused of bribing a tennis coach at Georgetown University to help her daughter get in, is resigning from that board as of today. Elizabeth Meyer Kimmel was arrested at her California home this week. The criminal complaint says the money for the alleged bribe came from the Meyer Charitable Foundation. Prosecutors say the coach was paid $244,000. The Champaign Fire Department and the Champaign Exchange Club will honor the 2018 Firefighter of the Year recipient on March 18th. That recipient is Lieutenant Jason Dillingham. A ceremony is set for O'Charley's at 730 West Town Center Boulevard from noon until 1 p.m. He is actively involved in multiple training programs within the department and is the principal instructor for several programs, including the training of firefighters in incident command. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Today's high 38. Some precipitation happening this morning, and actually before 1. Decrease in the clouds, low 27 tonight. Sunshine, high 42 tomorrow, down to around the freezing point. 46 the high on Sunday. Right now the temperature is at 37. ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's wonderful to always speak with...
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
It's actually on the air with Johnny. How are you?
Hey, Stevie J. I'm great. How are you?
And ladies and gentlemen, it is fabulous to have Coach Mike Ditka. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Thank you.
Boy, you sound good. You're still hitting golf balls every day, right?
Yeah, I try. I'm not very good anymore, but I play.
Johnny, he could still take me.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, Joe,
John. Still got it.
Listen, we have March Madness. That's a big deal. It's Selection Sunday. Illinois, of course, isn't going to be in it, so I'm not as interested, but it's still a great sporting event, Coach.
I think it's one of the biggest. I really do. You know, you look at that, and March Madness and the Super Bowl to me, probably, and, well, the World Series. But, I mean, you know, they are really big sports. I mean, the March Madness thing, it's bigger than anything in pro basketball, I think. So, you know, it's a big event. It's great.
Well, and so many teams have a chance. They really do. Yeah. And they really, you never know.
It's
fun to watch. They're good.
Play like crazy. Yeah, good.
Yeah, fun, and it's happening Sunday night. The tournament will begin next Thursday. The first weekend's always fun because so many teams have hope. There's always some sort of a bubble buster. It's fun. It is a great tournament. Coach, are you following the political scene? You're still keeping track of all that, I trust?
Well, I know what I believe, and I know what I want for this country, and if other people don't want it, then they're entitled to their opinion. I've come to become a little more mellow about that.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a phenomena out there, and she is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's a barista, former bartender. She upset a 42-year guy in Congress that nobody thought she could do, and now she's kind of the spokesperson for the far left, and, you know, some of the verbiage coming out, Johnny, is so socialist, I can't imagine that taking hold, but I don't know.
Well, it's crazy. It's unrealistic in a lot of her ideas, and it's not a good idea. Here's the problem with what she wants to do. It's going to focus incredible power at the top, and that's exactly opposite of what made America successful. We spread the power. That was the whole thing. Spread the power as far as wide as you can, and to do the things she even talks about would put 20 people in charge of everybody. Your freedom would be gone. And I don't know how well the Republicans, Mike, the Republicans aren't explaining that very well. That's one reason I think the kids.
I think they've kind of written her off a little bit. And I think that's a mistake, like you said.
Yeah, and I think that the kids think it looks good on paper, Stevie, which is, you know, hey, let's everybody get more piece of a pie and sounds great, and you can't do it that way. The only way that works is like Churchill said, democracy is a mess, but it's the best we can do.
Yeah, well, and I don't think there's an appreciation for what we have. I don't think they understand that we are so much better than other systems. They just see it as free college, free health care, free this, free that, and how the animosity toward anybody who's been successful, I think, is awful.
Well, I think Trump should send every senior in college to Venezuela for 2 weeks if they would like to go, paid for by the government. Just free trip to Venezuela, see how that works. Because you're right. They don't understand.
That would be an eye-opener.
Well, and it's a system that has never worked. It's government-directed versus market-based, and it's just never, there's never been an example of success yet. Here we go, because they say this will be different.
It can't be. Power corrupts, and when you put it all in one spot, you will be corrupted. That's it. And you can't have freedom. You can't have it. It just isn't possible. So that's it, and you have to understand that. And then you have to look at the 250 years we've had, which has been the best of the best ever in human history, and you can't see that it works, and that's probably the best you'll ever get. Just make that better, Stevie.
Yeah.
That's what we should work on.
Well, I think, Mike, I sat on an airplane a few years ago, and the guy had a World War II hat on, and I talked to him for 2 hours on our flight, and he was an amazing human being. He was a fighter pilot shooting down Germans. And I said, Lowell, what happened? What happened to America? And he, and I quote this now, he said, it's my damn fault. I made it too easy for everybody.
Well, you know, it's true. What he's saying is really true. And growing up, and I don't know about you guys, but growing up, I never took anything for granted, nothing. Man, I didn't take anything for granted. I was going to have a nickel that I could do this or I could do that. I went out, I had a job all the time, whether it was newspapers, working for the county or the borough or whatever, I had a job. And that money went right to my parents. And when I needed money, they gave me money. I mean, I enjoyed the work. I really did. It was something to do. But I don't understand people today. If you want money, earn it. Go out and work for it. There's a lot of ways you can earn money.
Well, you just don't have to anymore. Coach, it's just we have made it too easy, and you do tend to take things for granted if you don't have to work for it, and that's just human nature.
But we all know, we certainly know how hard our parents worked. Johnny and Mike, your mom and dad, I mean, they worked really, really hard at what they did. You were hoping you got a good dinner that night. I don't know if we can reclaim that kind of roll your sleeves up feel. I don't know.
I don't think you ever reclaim that. Coming out of World War II, it was different. I mean, I think back and I think about all those guys that worked in that steel mill at J&L Steel and Aliquippa, and they enjoyed their job. They went to work. They knew they were going to make a living. They were going to be able to put food on the table for their family, to put clothes on the back for their kids go to school. It was a good time in America. Nobody had a lot, but nobody needed a lot.
You know, Coach, I think everybody's parents through the years have always worked hard so that their children would have a better life. And we did it. Now what?
Yeah, that's a good point. Where do we go from here? Now we have things like the college scandal where the rich and famous can buy their children in to play soccer when their kids don't play soccer. This scandal and this comes from Hollywood, and Hollywood's all about diversity and opportunities for minorities when they buy their way in. It's so hypocritical. It's ridiculous.
It's really hypocritical. You're right. It's funny.
Well, I don't know what the answer is. I know that to have that feeling of appreciation, Johnny, maybe that you're onto something. 2 weeks in Venezuela, maybe it's 3 months in Nigeria. I mean, maybe you need to go other places to understand what you have here in America. I mean, there's so many dissenters that hate us. It's all our fault. We did this to everybody. It's just so bad.
No, that's right. And it's not true. I think that's part of the problem is the lies have gotten incredibly widespread and they're coming from people who shouldn't be saying things that aren't true, and younger people believe you. So that's a problem. And you gotta go see for yourself, Steve.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more exposure to some of the other places.
I just had Congressman Rodney Davis on, and he said he voted for President Trump on this because Adam Kinzinger is in the Guard and was down in Arizona, and he said this is a crisis. I said, if we took all 100 senators and all 435 representatives and walked them out on the sidewalk and said, President Trump is not running, is it a crisis now? And he said, absolutely, they'd vote for that if it wasn't for Trump.
Yeah, right.
And yet we have what we have, and you can't give anything that would possibly give credit to this president because we have an election in a year and a half. And so I don't know where we go from here, Johnny.
Well, it's too bad, and I think they're being unfair to Trump, who won the election, and unfair by extension to the 60 million people who voted for him. They're just ignoring that. Don't forget, they're ignoring that electorate.
Yeah.
And it's just... That did not happen to Barack Obama. There's a lot of dissent, but there was nothing like what's going on with Donald Trump, and it's too bad. So,
yeah, it's a shame. It really is, John. I don't know what we want in a president. I know what we had for 8 years. I know what we have now. You make the choice. I mean, I can see the difference, but people can't see the difference. That's their problem.
Well, and I tell you what, we're also in a time where we could very well have an 80-year-old president in Bernie Sanders, and then we have Beto O'Rourke, who looks a little like Robert Kennedy, I guess, but here's a guy who was in a grunge band, rock and roll band, trying to find himself, and now he's this darling of the media. Oprah would win in a landslide. Mike, it's time to recruit Mike Ditka again. We could get you in this time. Come on!
That would go over real big in America, yeah.
You're younger than Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. We can do this.
I think you'd be great, Coach. I was too mean.
I'm telling you, no. In this day and age, it's crazy what we're seeing. Guys, I'm going to let you go. Johnny, it's a pleasure. Great to get You guys on the air, people love you. Coach, I'm so glad that you're hitting golf balls. I know you're heading to Chicago maybe late in April. People will get to see you at the restaurant up there. But you guys are the best, and we love you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Great to hear you.
Love you.
God bless you. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. They're fun to have on.
Yeah, great insight.
And just and then the piece about, you know, what we had, what we earned, what we expect now.
Celebrating our democracy.
It's just that feeling of, you know, I got to go get that. I got to work harder. Mm-hmm. I've got to pedal harder. I've got to get up every morning. That wasn't fair what happened to me, but I got to get on my horse again.
That's right.
It is, but now it's like you owe me. Because you do. Because you're white and you're rich and you're privileged. Or you're just privileged and that's not fair either. That's not going to work. You can't live a life of resentment. You can't live a life pointing fingers. Take responsibility. And if it's not fair, it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That happens too.
Yeah.
But it happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255. I'd love to hear what you think. If you want to text in, it's 10 before 8.
LEAP program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Yep, Illinois season is over. Basketball. Uh-huh. We got baseball, which will be tomorrow. They moved that from today.
That's right. It's noon for the home opener tomorrow.
And weather, let's check it here, see what's happening for that home opener at noon tomorrow for the Fighting Illini. Brought to you by CMI. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Bloomington Road, Champaign, proud to provide all of their current and future customers with exceptional service. You need some sort of a machine? I worked a lot of those, and they're terrific. You don't have to touch anything. Oh, yeah.
Rubber's on there.
Yeah. 359-6262, CMIClean.com, Betsy and Brad Parks.
38 our high today, 28 our low tonight with a decrease in the clouds. Starting out with the kind of rainy conditions, spitting at us, a little snow maybe here and there. But nothing too intense. We have windy conditions with gusts up to 33 miles per hour. Sunshine expected tomorrow. More calm. High 42, low 29, 46 with sunshine expected on Sunday for St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
It's looking like a high of 39 in Chicago. They're dyeing the river.
Yes.
At 9 a.m. tomorrow.
And you'll be there.
I had this on my bucket list forever. So I finally have the weekend off. Typically, I DJ on St. Patrick's Day celebrations and lead the Irish songs, sing-alongs, and things like that.
You know them all.
But in any case, the Chicago Plumbers Union Local 130 used to do this in 1962 to check out to see if there was any illegal dumping on sewage in the river.
Mm.
And that's where they came up with this environmentally friendly dyeing of the river, emerald green. So it dates back to way back when. And at 9 a.m. tomorrow, we're going to check it out ourselves.
Well,
right,
how long does
Whacker
it flow
time.
Green?
5 hours.
Wow.
Okay, so I've done a little research on this.
Awesome.
The parade steps off at noon, and Congress, Jackson, and it looks like a couple of those other streets, they're going to have various points where people have to get their backpacks checked and things like that.
Yeah.
They're tightening up the security this year for the St. Patty's Day parade.
Awesome.
But ever since seeing that scene in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I've always like wanted to
that
be
that was St. Patrick's, wasn't it? Yeah.
Really fun stuff, and always wanted to see how it's like in Chicago. And I have a little bit of Irish in me, so
that didn't make any sense.
Why not celebrate?
Was that Ferris Bueller's when there was the Irish?
Right, and because there was a Cubs game too, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, it can't be. So are you sure that was? Because I remember The Fugitive, Harrison Ford got lost, and
that's
wasn't that
true.
The St. Patrick's Day? Yeah. Roland Burris was in the movie.
But, I mean, what other big parade in the spring? I have a feel. I thought there was green leprechaun and things like that. By the way, my friend Beth dropped off a leprechaun outfit. One has a green hat with a red Irish
You're
beard.
You're going to wear that?
I'm thinking so.
Why not?
My friend Josh that's going with me says, oh, no, you're not wearing. And there's a green tutu also. We're meeting Gabby after her spring break at ISU. She's been talking to a guy from Chicago. So we're going to pop around with his family and friends. So it should be a great time.
I'll look for you on YouTube.
Okay, thank you.
On to BMW, drivechampagne.com. You can, or would it be Facebook Live?
There you go.
Honda BMW, they are an award-winning dealership. service before, during, after the sale. Why go in there? Because they're really good. You'll be happy with your deal. You'll be wonderfully pleased with your vehicle. And it might be pre-owned. It could be all those Hondas they have or some of the BMWs. You have nothing to lose in test driving. They'd love to have you come in. No cost, no obligation. Just go see and look around and find out why they are such a wonderful dealer. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. And say hey to Ben Quattrone, Craig Fanning, Kenny, Christian Wallace, all the good people over there, a lot of them. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. All right, the news coming up then. We play Name That Tune. Sneak peek. It's Chattleton.
Ooh, that's a tougher one. It's Chattleton.
I'm going to play a little more.
Okay.
But somebody knows it. It's Chattleton.
Interesting.
So stand by for that. That'll be next. ESPN 93.5. When water rushes in, keep the...